Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Subis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hei. A chassin who oichel that eats the sudas erisin, the suda after he was mekadesh. Remember, not chuppah, just the first part, kiddushin. I want to remind you again, we do everything under the chuppah. We do the kiddushin, someone reads the chuppah, then we do the brachis, we do the chuppah. The times of the Mishnah, they would first do kiddushin, and sometimes a year later do the chuppah. So there was a suda by the kiddushin. The chassin who eats the suda, the Kiddushin Suda Eitzel Chamiv, by his father-in-law, Bi Yehuda, in Eretz Yehuda. And this was done in the Kala's father's house, this Suda. Shaloi Be'edim, there weren't Edim over there to say for sure that he wasn't alone with this woman that he was Mekadosh. And afterwards, when he marries her, it turns out, it's not true that she was never with another man. Eini Yachalitin, he can't tain anything against her. He can't tain a tainas psulim. I was fooled, she's really not a psula. She was together with another man. No, you can't have that taina and say now that the whole marriage was a mistake. Mivnei, because in Yehuda they had this minig that the aris and the arusa, the man that was mekadesh, the isha, the siachrim, they were together, alone. Weiter zak de Mishnah. Achas almanas yisrael v'achas almanas kayin. Whether she's an almana that is a bas yisrael or an almana that is a bas kayin. They got married a second time after she became an almana, ksubas, and her ksuba from the second husband, mana, is a mana. Like the din of a ksubas almana. Doesn't make a difference if she's a bas yisrael or a bas kayin. Well, why would I think that it does make a difference? Because in regard to a psula, a girl that was never married, there is a difference in a bas yisrael and a kayin. Bezdin shel kayhanim, the bezdin of the kayhanim, Hoyagoyvin Lapsula would collect for a psula who was a bas kayan arba meyazos, 400 zos, whether she was married to a kayan or married to a Yisrael. Unlike a psula's bas Yisrael, whose ksuba is 200 zos, loy michu biyadam chachamim. And the chachamim never stopped the bezin of kayhanim from doing this. So while there is a difference in regard to the psula, that the bas kayan would get 400 zos and a bas Yisrael, only 200, when it comes to the almana, who is a bas kayin, it's the same 100 zuz as the almana, who is a bas yisrael.